The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.
The game is over, but we're just getting started. You're listening to The Fifth Quarter, presented by Twitch, on the Raiders Podcast Network.
Well, we started off the new year in an exciting way, at the very least. Eddie Pascal hanging out here in the Twitch Lounge at beautiful Allegiant Stadium with my man Bryce Butler. We are in the fifth quarter, presented by Twitch. And Duffel, ultimately the Raiders fall today, 37-34, officially eliminated from postseason play, which is the unfortunate ending to this story. But an incredible football game. An exciting football game, arguably the most exciting football game of now 2023, but the 2022 season for your Las Vegas Raiders. But I just want to start here, and I think it's important, and I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. I don't want to live in a world of hyperbole and, oh, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. But objectively speaking, Bryce Butler, Jared Stidham makes his first career start against the number one statistical defense in the NFL, and our man had a heck of a game, played his rear end off. How hard is it to come in a situation like Jared inherited today and go out and do what he did?
You have Stiddy, who's just been sitting there waiting. Obviously, he's been with McDaniels for his whole career. And I'm sure for him, even though, like, yes, it's like, oh, shoot, it's like week 17. I got to go out there and get it in or whatever. It's two games left, last game of the season, whatever. And it's his time to shine. And I'm sure there's like a lot of anxiety, like, it's time. Like, I've been waiting for this moment. This is my first start of my career. But at the same time, I'm pretty sure with his relationship with Coach McDaniels, he has some comfort. I'm sure, like, from what I saw today, it looked like it was almost like this whole season he's been getting groomed for this moment. And I think he went out there and played. He put his best foot forward. And he went to work, man.
And I think comfort to me is kind of the key word there, right, Bryce? I mean, you look at Jared's line, which is just insane. He goes 23 of 34, 365, three touchdowns and two interceptions, finishes with a quarterback rating of 108.1. But I think the big thing for us is I think it's easy, kind of from the outside looking in, and I'll kind of include myself in that conversation just a little bit. You assume going against the number one defense in the NFL, which the Niners have, they are a legit big dog defense.
Right.
You assume that a guy making his first career start is going to come out, be a little tight, kind of, is this moment too big for him? I mean, this environment today was insane.
Yeah.
But he came out and he was calm, cool, collected, drives the Raiders down the field, that opening drive touchdown.
Yeah.
And the moment, Bryce, didn't feel too big for him. And candidly, I mean, he looked really comfortable out there this afternoon throwing the rock around.
Right. Yeah. I mean, to me, that just goes back to that relationship, right? McDaniels probably is the guy that brought Stidham to the Patriots back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows what that guy brings to the table. Obviously, Stiddy never started in a game, but he played in 11, I think, appearances with the Patriots over the years.
Yep.
And so when you see the first drive, you see that McDaniels knows what that guy brings to the table. First play of the game, we have a little boot action, quick to the tight end, 15 yards, 20 yards. And then we're moving the ball down the field. He's not throwing the ball that much. We're getting them settled into the game. We're running the ball. We're doing this, all that. And then we get a touchdown early. Okay. And then just watching how the play calling was set up with this guy, it just seemed like Coach McDaniels was trying to put Stidham in the best situations for his athleticism to make him feel comfortable. We're rolling him away from Bosa so he doesn't have to worry about him. He doesn't have to worry about no blitz coming off the edge. And he can just stay poised while he's running, rolling right or rolling left and finding open receivers. And he did it all day.
And I think there were a few offensive wrinkles today to what we saw from Coach McDaniels and Stidham. But to your point, it felt like Coach and really this entire offensive game plan was put in place to have Jared succeed, right? We go to the half. Raiders are up 17-14 at halftime, Bryce. And Stidham has only thrown the ball 14 times.
Yeah.
He's 11 of 14. An incredibly efficient 145 yards and two touchdowns, but it felt like he was playing within the game plan. The game plan was put in place, like I said, to put him in a position to succeed.
Yeah.
And we talk about that balance. The Raiders ran the ball 19 times in the first half.
Yeah.
So you got a young quarterback A guy, yep.
I've been talking about that all year.
I know. So you got a young quarterback, a guy who's making his first career start against a really good defense, and you know what his best friend is a run game.
Yes.
You run the ball effectively 19 times. The Raiders were over 100 yards rushing in the first half.
Yep.
And so I think how valuable is that for a guy like Stidham in his position, coming in, lights are bright, to be able to say, hey, my run game is doing what they need to do. The big fellas up front are holding up. And I'm going to be able to kind of work off of that and play within this whole big picture that Josh McDaniels has
I mean,
built.
You got a young quarterback in the game or a guy making his first start against a team like, you know, the Niners. Your best, your safety blanket is the running game and your tight ends. And we saw today those tight ends were making plays. There's guys making catches left and right. And, you know, that's what you want to see. And I wouldn't say he was game managing. I would say he was running what they had dialed up all week. Everything that they game plan, watching the Niners, seeing their chinks in D'Amico Ryan's defense, and they went out there, and I feel like they kind of exploded it a little bit. I mean, it wasn't until the end where, you know, Bosa and those guys started heating them up. I mean, there was no sacks in the game, I don't think.
I believe you are correct. I'll
on both sides.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there was any sacks, but there was a lot more hurries towards the end of the game. That's okay. But, I mean, from what I saw from Stidham and what I saw from Coach McDaniels, because what have we been talking about all year? Not changing what the game plan looks like in the second half, especially if it's looking like it's working. And what I saw coming out in the second half, they did the same thing. Obviously, they didn't score on every drive, but they go out there, they stop the Niners, and then they go down there and score a touchdown to start the third quarter. So they started fast in the first and the third quarter, which is recipe for success. We just didn't win today.
Yeah, and I mean, you're right, too. You were dead on. No sacks on either side. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the offensive line, I think on both sides, like you said, kind of have their moments.
Yes.
In the second half. It's a long game. You saw some tired legs out there. But I think when we look at Stidham and what he was able to do today, and let's, you know, like I said, I don't want to be a prisoner of a moment, but I do want to appreciate how statistically impressive it is what this young guy did. Adam Schefter had this tweet earlier during the game, and he goes, there were only two quarterbacks that have thrown for three touchdowns on the Niners this year. It's Patrick Mahomes and Jarrett Stidham.
Wow.
So I understand that, yes, obviously the Raiders didn't come away with a win. They lose in overtime on that field goal and ultimately set up by Stidham's interception. But, I mean, this guy, what Jarrett did for this 60, well, I guess closer to 70 minutes of real time today, very, very impressive against a very good San Francisco defense.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm not mad at all. I'm going to be honest with you. I was coming in here with a lot of doubt. I mean, I walked in the stadium and I was asking people questions like, how do you feel going into this game? I was asking some people in the staff that I got a chance to speak to on the sideline. I was like, how y'all feel? And everybody that was within the team, which they should be, they all felt confident in Stidham. And I mean, leaving this game, going into next week, you know, I feel like we'll be in the game against the Chiefs and we can come out with a win. I don't feel as though like, oh, like we're just, the season's over. Like, you know, nobody's playing hard anymore. Nah, like watching this game today, you know, I was sitting next to a big time Bay Area legend, E40, and he's a big Niners fan. Y'all know that. And he was nervous. I mean, he was like, I thought this game would be over by the third quarter. And I was like, nah, like we fighting today. Like we doing it. So hats off to the boys. Coming off that tough loss in that freezing subarctic, you know, temperatures in Pittsburgh, coming back here and fighting against probably the best team in the league right now.
Yeah, and I think, like, to your point, like if you're a Raiders fan, and obviously this season has not gone the way that you wanted it to.
No.
The Raiders are 6-10, like we said at the top, officially eliminated from postseason play now with this loss, but you gotta feel good about what you saw in a very small sample size from Jarrett Stidham. And to your point, you got one more game left. Division rival coming to Allegiant Stadium next week, and Pat Mahomes and the boys are going to have a ton to play for. You got to feel good that your quarterback, that Jarrett Stidham, who's going to get the nod again next week, is capable of getting this offense from A to B. And you look at his 365 yards today, Bryce, that is the most by any Raiders quarterback in 2022. So he went out there, he did his thing, he played incredibly well. But, and I mean this in the best possible way, it helps a ton when you got Davante Adams out there, who is literally playing out of his mind, Bryce. He finishes the day 7 catches on 11 targets for 153 yards and 2 touchdowns. Can you please, as our resident wide receiver, explain to me how difficult that catch was at the end? Not the touchdown, but the one that is going to be shown on SportsCenter and everywhere on NFL Network for the next 72 hours. How hard is it to come down with that pass?
Bro, I mean, Devontae, we need to come up with a nickname for him. Like, I was just calling him Spider-Man today. Because, I mean, that dude just looks like his skin sticks to the ball. Like, some of those plays he makes, I'm being like, dang, like, how did he make that? Obviously, that makes him the best receiver in the league. That's why he is. I mean, he makes those incredible catches, spectacular grabs. He makes them look very easy. I mean, shoot. Let's talk about the freaking the touchdown before halftime.
Yes,
like,
yes.
The fade ball, I was sitting there like, dang, like, for him to have, like, that patience with the guy, like, on him, like, draped all over him to say, hey, I know this guy can't jump to deflect this ball, so I don't have to jump. I'll just take two more steps, and then I'll be wide open to catch this ball, and then I'll toe tap easy. That's number one, which is crazy, E. And then for that ball that he caught, that deep ball, the go ball, I thought it was an incomplete pass.
Yeah, I think most of us did in the stadium.
Like,
yeah.
When he jumped up for it, I saw the ball like kind of like get tipped or whatever you want to say. And then I turned around because I was like, dang. And then I turned back around. I'm seeing him like doing all this. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I was like, he caught it? Then I watched the replay and I'm like, dang, man. Like, this dude, I mean, hey. That's Allstate. He's always in good hands.
He is. And I want to stick with that touchdown for a sec, Bryce. The one, and we've heard so much about, and you and I have talked about this, one of the great things that Devontae does that makes him literally in a different stratosphere is his ability to get his hands out as late as he does. But we talk about that touchdown, the one in the corner, right, where it looked, I'll be honest, on first look, I didn't think he got his feet down. But to your point, he waits, he's so patient. Man. And then literally the last possible millisecond, hands go out, feet come down. Like, how hard is that, like, to be, as a receiver, to be that patient down on the goal line?
He's not, my man Dez Bryant used to say, he was like, stop panicking. Like, don't panic. Like, guys like that, when the ball's in the air, doesn't matter, like, how the defensive guy's playing them, they're not panicking. They're like, there's no stress to them about where you are on me and where the ball's going to be and how I'm going to catch the ball, because those guys know the guy that's stressing is the defender. As long as I can just keep my eye on the ball and know where I need to be with my body to make that play, they feel like 10 out of 10, they can make those plays. And, I mean, that's what you see with him, man. I mean, like, okay. So go back to the diving catch that he made. He was outside the corner, and then he readjusted inside the corner and then went to try to make the play when it seemed like the ball was out of his reach. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that just goes to show you, like, he is not stressed out when that ball's in the air. He's not panicking. He's just like, hey, okay, I don't think I'm in the right position right now to make this play. Let me get to my position and then let me get to it. I mean, he does it better than anybody in the league.
You know, and I think what was great today to see, and like, you know, I think we always have to kind of cast this in the overall scheme of the Raiders didn't win the football game today, right? I mean, at the end of the day, Stidham can have crazy numbers. Devontae can have crazy numbers. A bunch of incredible franchise marks Devontae set today. But at the end of the day, Raiders don't win the football game. That said, I think what was really nice today to see, what was exciting to see, was Stidham giving him those chances to be, hey, go be Devontae Adams.
Right.
You know, like, I know who you can be. Go be yourself. And I think what's also important to keep in mind, Bryce, these guys didn't work a ton together prior to this week.
No, he's not getting reps. He was not getting reps in practice.
So, like, that adds a whole nother layer of impressive when you're like, yo, this guy, these two have been working as a tandem for, call it, 96 hours.
Yeah.
And he's saying, go be you. Go make your changes. As a receiver, like, you're like, yep, give me the ball. Yep. Let me go to work.
Yep. And you feel good about that, man, especially when you have a guy that you know is going to give you those opportunities. I mean, it makes you just – like Mario, when you eat the mushroom, it just bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah.
Make you feel good. I mean, he was balling out today, man. I mean, shout out to those two guys. I mean, also, I mean, look at Darren Waller. You know what I'm saying? He comes back. You know, he hasn't really done much this season. He's been a little hurt, and he goes 3 for 72. You know what I mean? And
very nice touchdown.
Making some plays. So, I mean, Morrow was balling. He made that crazy catch over that guy. Like, guys were making plays left and right, man. And I feel like Stidham, like you said, was giving guys, he was putting balls up for guys to make plays that didn't seem dangerous. Like, there was really, I want to say maybe 1.5 passes where he threw and I was like, okay. And it was literally the ball when he got hit throwing it at the end of the game that basically sealed it. And I really don't really remember any other ones.
No, I think that, you know, there were a few moments, and I think a lot of it can be chalked to the fact that Jarrett Stidham has not played legitimate tackle football since August, right? Yeah. Since the preseason,
right?
So I think that there's, I don't want to say an element of rust, but there's an element of time on task, right? Yeah. Where this dude, and, you know, through no fault of his own, has been the backup quarterback. That has been his role. That is what he has been asked to do, is support the starting quarterback. Well, hey, this week, you are the starting quarterback. Right. But because of that, we talk about the reps. He hasn't worked with Devontae. He hasn't worked with Foster. There were a few moments, a few throws where I'm sure he would like to have it back.
Right.
But, I mean, he went out there. He balled. He played. He did his thing. And really, he was a big reason why the Raiders were even in a position to go win that game in overtime. And speaking of how we got to overtime, though, Bryce, I mean, I thought, you know, you look at kind of that last quarter, and I think it's a bit of a microcosm for what the Raiders kind of have been in 2022. Mm-hmm. There's moments of greatness. There's moments of exciting plays. You have your playmakers like Devontae and Waller and those guys and Josh Jacobs, who had a real, I mean, I don't know if you're going to see a harder 69 yards in the NFL than what Josh Jacobs gave to you today. But you have these moments of greatness, right? You have these moments of, this is what it can be. This is what it should be. But then we go down to the end of the game, and Brandon and you and I were talking about it. The Raiders secondary could not stop Brandon Ayuk on the slant today.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it's one of the big reasons why they didn't win this football game.
Yeah, I mean, so you watch a lot of football, obviously, right? And I'm sure there's some games that you see like an offense can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes down to the two-minute drive. And then they just all of a sudden just start going down the field. The reason why is because most teams only stick to certain defenses in two-minute drill because you can't call plays. Like, you can't call plays. So some teams, they just stick to cover two in 2 minutes. Some teams, it seemed like the Raiders stuck to cover three, like one high, you know, dropping everybody back, trying to keep everything in front of them.
Yep.
And that's why today, at the end of the game, once they went to two-minute drill, all they were doing was throwing in-cut, in-breaking routes, like slants. And I think he caught a glance, like, I think the second pat, like, okay, so the last drive, there was almost a pick.
Yep.
And then two, it was a slant to Brandon. And then there was like a glance route to Brandon. And it was like, okay, what's going on? But then you keep watching and you see they literally ran the same defense, because that's what you do. Like, every team's like that. It's not like we're just the worst team. No, because everybody does that. So that's why it was almost impossible to stop him, because they were running cover three. And the corner was just backing up, and he was running slants with nobody in the middle of the field.
So going back, though, and I'm curious for your perspective on this. You talk about it. Defense kind of is what it is in the two-minute drill, right? But you see something, you as a defense kind of assess, like, hey, this isn't working. They are eating us alive on this. What is the adjustment within the two-minute drill to help take that away? Or do you kind of just have to live with it and say, hey, we just got to find a way. Our guy's got to be better than their guy.
Yeah, that's literally it. Yeah. Because, like, you can't call the play. Like, so Brandon catches the ball. Bam. They get up real quick, put the ball down. The coach doesn't have time to survey what kind of personnel they're in, formation they're in. And, well, the personnel is probably not going to change. But, like, the formation that they go to and say, oh, hey, like, we need to change this defense. Because most of the time, the offense sticks to one or two formations, like 2x2 spread or maybe 3x1. You know what I'm saying? Like, most teams stick to that. And I think they did 2x2. If I'm not mistaken, they're gonna have Kittle out there. And I think they had three receivers. So, like, you see what they're gonna stick to the whole time. And now it's like, can we just stop them? And it's good on good. Like, what can you do?
Yeah. And unfortunately, the Raiders were not able to come away with enough stops today to come away with the W.
Then we almost had that pick.
And so, okay, and that's where I'm going. You go to the very end of this game, right, Bryce? And it feels like it was a moment. It was a game of two moments. Nate Hobbs has a chance to go make that play on Ayuk at the end, right? Make that play, take the ball away from him. Doesn't make it. Unfortunately, we fast forward a few minutes in real time, and the Niners were able to make that play defensively. Stidham on that final play, his final throw of the evening. He had Nick Bosa coming. He's got pressure headed his way. Colton Miller pushed into Stidham a little bit. Hits the hand as it's coming through. Ball floats for what seems like an eternity, and the Niners defense is able to come away with it, run it down to the end of the field, ultimately set up their game-winning field goal. Yeah. But it just goes to show you, man, it is a game of a handful of moments and a handful of plays here and there that really impact a game. Because Nate Hobbs comes away with that interception. Maybe this game doesn't even get to overtime.
We might have a chance.
Yeah.
We might. Well, I feel like I think, if I'm not mistaken, you can tell me if I'm wrong. I think that play when Brandon caught that ball, or Ayuk caught that ball, I want to say there was only 2 seconds left.
Let me double check.
I think so.
Ultimately, it ends up not biting the Raiders.
It might not matter.
Exactly, because they
but
end
still,
up missing the field goal.
You
want to
see it happen.
Yeah.
I want to see it happen.
Exactly. It's just one of those things, man, where it does feel like, you know, and the Raiders defense, and I think has played a much better brand of football over the past month or so. Here we go.
We need to stop the run game, though.
Yes, that is a big one. Christian McCaffrey eats today, Bryce.
Christian McCaffrey was...
Dude, he was, yeah, just... unbelievable. Big reason why the Niners won that game. Here we go. Brandon Ayuk. So you are right. Yes. 2 seconds left. But all the same, you never know. If a guy like Nate Hobbs, right, gets his hands on the football.
He might take the career.
The Raiders have seen the last time they were on this field. You never know. Until that clock hits triple zeros, Chandler Jones is like, hey,
yeah,
man, there's some crazy things
to
see.
That's true.
Unfortunately, though, we said at the top, Bryce, because of this loss, Raiders officially eliminated from postseason play in 2022. Oh, 2022 season. All the same, one more game. Kansas City Chiefs come into town this upcoming week. We do not know when that game is Saturday or Sunday. It'll be one of the two. But what do you want to see from this Raiders team as they finish off the season, knowing that, hey, this doesn't mean anything for us, but it is kind of nice to play spoiler for a division rival?
I just want to see guys come out and compete. Like, I want to see them come out and do the same thing they did today. I mean, I feel like effort was high. I mean, obviously, you felt that electric energy in the stadium today. The guys came out and they played hard. I mean, they definitely play hard. And I just want to see it next week. Are we in Kansas City? Or
we are here. We are back at this beautiful stadium.
Let's finish up the season right. You know, don't have your bags packed early. You know, I've been around a little bit, had played on some bad teams. And, you know, guys already got their bags lined up. They got their trips lined up. Mm-hmm. They know where they're going. And my thing is, I just want to see them play one more game. You know, we got one more game, and then we got you got your off season. And you know, it's always a great way to go out feeling good about where the team is, or individually where you're at. If you can have a solid performance, a solid showing, it always feels better going into the off season.
And I think what's important to remember too, Bryce, this is year one of Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels. They want to head into this offseason with a little bit of momentum. I'm a firm believer in no moral victories in the NFL. But if you're a fan of this team, if you're a member of the Raider Nation, you got to feel pretty good about what you saw from the Raiders today. Just in terms of, like you said, the fight, of the passion, of the not giving up, of the, hey, we're going to still rock and roll until it's literally triple zeros on the clock. Can we get that for one more week against a very, very good Kansas City Chiefs team? That is what I'm excited to see. Can you finish the season on a high note? And can you kind of take some of that momentum into this offseason? That's what I'm excited to see come Saturday or Sunday next week.
100%. I agree with you, big dog.
Yeah, and it'll be great. And this was so much fun having you here at Allegiant. I wish, obviously, that the result was a little bit better, but all the same, it was great to have you in the house. Yeah. We are going to do more of this in 2023.
Let's go.
I promise you that. Just the start for DJ Duffel here in Silver and Black Productions.
Go.
And hopefully just the start for your 2022, well, the end for your 2022 Las Vegas Raiders, but the beginning of what is going to be in year two of Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels. So an incredible game, an incredible atmosphere. Unfortunately, doesn't go the Raiders' way. They fall 37-34, officially eliminated from postseason contention, dropping to 6-10 in the process. But it was exciting. It was electric. And I cannot wait to do this all again once more next weekend. So for Eddie Pascal, my man Bryce Butler, we got Sam and Alan, the crew, making sure everything is operational here at Allegiant Stadium. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will do this once more, my friends. We will see you guys next weekend at a date to be determined.
Uno más.
One more for our final episode of the Twitch quarter, the fifth quarter, presented by Twitch.
Thank you for listening to the fifth quarter, presented by Twitch. Make sure to download the Raiders mobile app, and we'll see you next week.